Hi guys, it's my great joy to welcome you to another episode of Be Phenomenal or Be Forgotten podcast. My name is Chris Afion. Today, I will speak about the need to find your why. The need to find your why. The Bahamas preacher, Dr. Miles Monroe, says that when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. One of the principles and laws of success, you must know that is the law of finding your why. Bishop David Oyedepo, the senior pastor of Living Faith Church Worldwide, also known as Winners Chapel, he said that no one can succeed carelessly, or no one stumbles into success. The truth is that success in any aspect of life is a deliberate and intentional act. You do not succeed by wishing to succeed. You succeed by applying relevant principles and working laws of success. And one of these principles is the principle of knowing your why. What is your purpose? Everyone has a why. The question is, do you have or have you discovered yours? The why is the purpose. The why is the curse. The why is the beliefs that drive every one of us. Whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are an employee, whether you are a leader of a team, whether you are a student, whether you are an housewife, whether you are looking for finding clarity for the next move of your life, your why is one constant thing that will guide you toward fulfillment in your life and in your destiny. I will want you to know that I believe each one of us is born with a life purpose. So identifying, acknowledging, and honoring this purpose is perhaps the most important action that successful people take. They take the time to find what their why is. That is what they are here to do. And then they pursue their why with their full passion. So if success is what you desire, then you must know the unique reason you were fashioned and sent to this earth. Now I ask you a question. What were you put on this earth to do? What were you put on earth to do? Without a purpose in life, it is easy to get sidetracked to life's journey. It is easy to wander and get drifted. It is easy to accomplish little or nothing. But with purpose, everything in life seems to fall in place. To be on purpose simply means that you are doing what you love to do, doing what you are good at doing, accomplishing what is important to you, and most importantly, you are doing what you were created to do. When you're truly on purpose, the people, the resources, the opportunity you need naturally gravitates toward you. A wise man made a very profound statement a few days to me. That you were not meant to pursue your dream. You were not meant to pursue your vision. You were just meant to position yourself and they follow you. You were meant to position yourself rightly. So the positioning of yourself rightly is the discovery of a purpose. When you discover why you were sent to the earth and you are the center of your purpose, fulfilling it, your dreams, your vision, your resources, opportunities, people, they will naturally gravitate towards you. the world too will benefit, because when you act in alignment with your true life purpose, all your action automatically save others. One of the American's leading authorities on the development of human potential and personal effectiveness, Brian Tracy, he once said, "Decide upon your major definite purpose in life and then organize all your activity around it." What does that mean? Once you know what your life purpose is, you can organize all your activities around it. The truth is, everything you do should be an expression of your purpose. If what you do doesn't fit this formula of purpose, then it wouldn't last. You have to leave it. You're just wasting time. The Bahamas highly esteemed preacher, Dr. Miles Murray of blessed memory, said that the greatest strategy in life is not dead but a life without purpose. But a life without purpose. Now I ask you, have you found your why? What is the why behind everything you do? Do you desire success? What is your why for desiring success? Listen, you must know that life is not measured by success. Life is measured by purpose. Without purpose as a compass to guide your life, your goals, your actions, your plans will definitely not fulfill. So you need purpose. I usually say that the two greatest days of your life, number one is the day you were born. The second isn't the day you died. Even if the old presidents of the all nations of the earth gathered at your funeral place, that isn't the most important day of your life. They are simply the day you were born and the day you discovered why you were born. Every human, they have the sense of being significant. They want to be superior. They want to be successful. But the key to becoming superior, the key to becoming successful, the key to becoming relevant and significant is knowing why you were born. Here is the basic truth. There are different ways, different means to knowing why you were born. But the ultimate of them is that God is the only one that can show you and tell you why you were born. Discovering purpose outside God is a waste of time. Everyone talks about purpose, yet many do not even know what purpose is. Purpose is simply referring to why you were created. Why you were created. So purpose simply tells you that you are not your own. Someone created you, and whoever created you owns you. If you were created, then the simple question you should ask yourself is, why was I created? Who created me? Because you will not know why you were created unless it's been revealed to you by the person who created you. I believe that today, if you yet to discover your purpose, you wake up to the realization that you need to discover your true purpose. There are five basic heartfelt questions you need to ask yourself if you truly want to discover your purpose. It's a question of identity. Who am I? The question of heritage and source. Where am I from? The question of purpose. Why am I here? The question of potential. What can I do? The question of destiny. Where am I going to? There are several pointers to knowing your why, such as your passion, your gift, your desire, your highest joy, your pains, your discomfort. But ultimately, you can only discover your true life purpose when you fall back to your Creator. One amazing thing I need you to know is this, that God prescribed every single detail of your body. He deliberately chose your race. He chose the color of your skin. God chose the numbers of your hair and every other feature He custom made your body just the way He wanted it. He also determined the natural abilities you would possess and the uniqueness of your personality. So because God made you for a purpose and for a reason, He also decided when you would be born, how long you would live. As a matter of fact, God planned the days of your life in advance. He chose the exact time of your birth. God is quite aware of when you will leave this earth. God planned where you'll be born. He planned where you'll live for His purpose. Your race, your nationality is not an accident. God left no detail to chance. He planned it out all for His purpose. So if success is what you desire today, you want to succeed, get it right with God. No shortcut to success. There is no shortcut to success. The simplest way to get it right with your purpose is to know that your purpose cannot be desired. Purpose is meant to be discovered. And until you discover your purpose, you were very far away from achieving it. Let me put it up to you today. Go back to God. Talk to Him about your purpose. Purpose is the first thing you must focus on if you are to live your best life on earth. It's the first thing you must focus on if you are going to live your best life on earth. And I will say this as my sign out. We are what we live for and not what we have. Your purpose ought to be the things that motivate you to get out of your bed each morning and face the world with courage. When you have fulfilled your purpose, you will have an inner conviction within you that, yeah, my true purpose has been discovered, has been lived, and has been fulfilled. I will see you soon in the next episode.